Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What now? It's my thing in Afghanistan. What now? I don't know. I'm trying to wrap my arms around it. I just can't. I just... It's hard to see a lot of it. A lot of folks are getting political about it. But it, by the way, I understand that. A lot of folks want to blame. They want to blame Biden, and I get that. And I just don't know. I hate it. I hate all of it. I hate the images. Man, I hate seeing the Taliban walking around our hangars of our base. I say our, it's not ours anymore, wearing our uniforms. It's just, man, it just grates on me, man. I don't know what happens next. You think of the money. You think of the waste. You think of the Americans who died. My gosh. More than 2,400 in Afghanistan. More than 7,000 post 9/11. You think of the suicides. More than 30,000. They were flying one of our helicopters. Video circulating the internet, trying to determine whether it was fake or not. They were shooting guns in the air. It's hard to take, but we're out. That picture of the last man out, the general, was very emotional this morning. Colonel Jeff McCausland, good morning, Colonel. How are you, sir?
Marty, I'm okay, but it's a difficult morning for sure.
Yeah, tell us why, because I think you're the guy to ask. Tell us why this is particularly difficult for someone like yourself who has lived it and been there, sir.
Well, I think if you talk to people who are involved in this militarily, diplomatically, this morning, they would probably say the following. They're relieved. I have been counting the hours for the last several days since that terrible attack that killed 13 American service personnel, that we would be able to evacuate the final people from Kabul as well as our military personnel. They have near up to 1,500 of them. And get them out without any future confrontation with ISIS-K or the Taliban or whatever, and suffering casualties. And I was frankly, therefore, somewhat relieved this morning to learn that that had transpired. We got everybody out. I remain concerned, obviously, because apparently there's 100 or 200 Americans still in Afghanistan, whether of their choosing or because they were, you know, kind of swept up and are at some remote part of the country and unable to make their way to Kabul. As well as roughly 100,000, we think, Afghans, even though we evacuated 122,000, 100,000 there remaining, who might well qualify for the special immigrant visa because they work for us and concerned about their future. And then, frankly, I think saddened and frustrated because one reflects on this now longest war in American history that went on so long and ended so quickly that cost us the lives of 2,500 Americans. Mm. Many more who died from injuries, both seen and unseen, when they came home. One of those was was a nephew of mine, was a young captain who died of injuries he sustained in Afghanistan. and the expenditure of probably $2 trillion in our treasure to try to accomplish a task that at the end of the day, I think we found that we were unable to do.
Colonel, man, I could go back to, I was looking through the situation in Mogadishu. I went back to even Korean War. I went back to the war in Vietnam. I went back to the situation in Iraq and what we left behind there. These images in Vietnam, these images of military equipment and tanks and guns and soldiers celebrating wearing our uniforms, regardless of the past, sir, for you to see that must make you kind of sick to the stomach.
Yeah, it sure does. But most of that equipment, with that fact, the vast majority of the equipment had been transferred to Afghan security forces. And over the last couple of months, as we've seen the Afghan forces evaporate, on the other hand, pragmatically, one would have to acknowledge that that was ultimately inevitable. They were going to capture gear, and they're going to parade around in it, and they're going to do video, and they're good at social media, and they'll fire guns in the air, and they'll celebrate. And I guess they won the war, so they have some degree of a right to celebrate. I am somewhat relieved, or I guess my concern drops somewhat, by statements by General McKenzie, the CENTCOM commander, who assured everybody during the press conference that though you may see equipment sitting there, aircraft, helicopters, and whatever, that belong largely to the Afghan Air Force there at Kabul, that all that equipment had been disabled to the point that it's never going to fly again. And I remember in Iraq destroying Iraqi tanks they'd gotten from the Russians, and a thermite grenade pretty much takes care of everything. The external may look like it's still pretty operational, but trust me, it won't operate again. And McKenzie went on to say that the only thing we left operational was a couple of forklifts and a couple of fire trucks. I think that's probably true. That being said, literally billions of dollars of small arms, ammunition, uniforms, night vision goggles, radios, small vehicles, et cetera, have transferred to the Taliban. That doesn't pose really a military threat to us as much as it does bother us by the loss of treasure. And probably because of who the Taliban are, doesn't actually pose much of an external military threat beyond their borders.
Jeff McCausland, for the Marines in particular, I have friends that are Marines. In fact, I have some Marines coming on the show here in a few minutes, sir.
Right.
Who are in despair, who are outraged. What do you say to them, sir? Is there some way to kind of calm them, to make them feel as if they did this for the right reason, sir?
Well, I think they absolutely did. I mean, there's no question about it. And while any service member, me included, I'm not a Marine, but am I outraged and saddened at the death of 10 Marines or 11, a GI and a sailor? Absolutely. They died doing a noble mission. They were evacuating and saving. They've evacuated and saved 122,000 Afghans and 5 or 6,000 of their fellow countrymen who were being evacuated under a very, very difficult circumstance. Now, you can argue, and some might, rightfully so, that the chaos that ensued that caused that evacuation to happen shouldn't have happened. We should have been much more deliberate. We should have been able to see this coming much more quickly and then be able to take action so we didn't get in this chaotic situation at the end that we did. But the fact of the matter is we did. And when that chaos occurred, what happened? The Marines went in, the Army went in, the Air Force went in, and from 0 to 100 miles an hour, they put together an evacuation that saved all those people. So while I'm saddened by their death, as one young Marine woman posted before she was killed, a picture of her cradling an Afghan baby with a caption that said, "I love my job."
We learn anything from this, sir? Do we, sir?
It's going to take some time, Marty, for us to reflect on this. You know, good God, I certainly hope so. I mean, certainly a bit of humility on what can be achieved and what cannot be achieved, particularly in trying to change the nature of another society. I think that's something we need to learn a good bit about. We need to learn that as we establish goals and objectives, that we need to maintain a certain amount of consistency in those goals and objectives and not allow them to expand over time. And then I think we need to understand that if you are going to set off on a similar operation in the future, that the military instrument of power, which I know a great deal about, right, is very, very important, but actually it may be the easiest instrument to apply. The more difficult instruments, but those are absolutely necessary, are the political, diplomatic, and economic instruments of power, and those have to be integrated if you're going to have any chance of success. and military power alone, unless you want to create the stability of the graveyard, by itself is never going to achieve the kind of objectives that we got ourselves into in Afghanistan.
Colonel Jeff McCausland, it's a pleasure, sir. You're the absolute best. I can't thank you enough. Thank you, sir.
My pleasure, Marty. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.